Oh my God.
Warning.
For you, how dare you?
Why can't I see that?
Yes, we've never had a real live diva.
Don't give up.
Warning.
Says, who does he think he is?
I have some dirt.
Will you confirm or deny?
Maybe you should rephrase the
warning.
Oh my God. Okay, let's focus.
From reality TV to real life, it's all just so dramatic with Megan Pistetto.
Hey guys, this is part two of today's episode. If you haven't already, go back and listen to part one, episode 75. Before proceeding past this point, this episode, I am on the case to dissect the most exciting news of 2021. The announcement of our new bachelorette, Brooke Blurden. So let's get straight into it.
This is bad behavior. Everybody calm down.
It's a case for the FBI.
So scandalous. So just a little disclaimer, I am recording this episode on Wednesday night instead of Thursday night this week because I have an event tomorrow night with one of my favorite show sponsors, Vodka Soda and I could not miss that for the world. So I had to record a day earlier, which is annoying because this week there is some pretty exciting breaking news. Luckily, just as I was going to record, I got a tip off about the exciting news and got the hot tea straight off the press about The Bachelorette. Literally, as I was in the studio recording, I was informed about the identity of the lead and the fact that they were going to be announcing it tomorrow morning at 5 a.m., Thursday. Now, I decided not to spoil it on Instagram because, for one, I was sworn to secrecy, and two, I was so excited by the news that I wanted to let them have their moment and not rain on their parade. Just to break the story a few hours before the fact, which is very, very off-brand for me, I know. See, guys, I'm not a cold, heartless, sadistic bitch after all. And no, I'm not trying to win any brownie points with Channel 10. So yes, by the time you listen to this, you will well and truly already know that our 2021 Bachelorette is Brooke Blurden. Round of applause, please. Brooke definitely gets the Megan Pistetto seal of approval. Channel 10 has finally heard our calls for diversity. They answered our prayers, and I, for one, cannot wait to see this. Now, this is so exciting for more than just the fact that we all obviously love Brooke. Brooke, who you will remember from the Honey Badgers season of The Bachelor and from Bachelor in Paradise, is a proud Indigenous Yamatji Noongar woman and will be the first ever Indigenous Bachelorette. Tick. She was also the first Aboriginal woman to appear on The Bachelor in 2008, so she's made history not once, but twice. Just a little side note as well, it is so exciting because they've also blessed us with much needed diversity on The Bachelor franchise this year after casting Bachelor Jimmy Nicholson, who has Fijian and New Zealand heritage, as the lead. So it's finally 2021. Now, Brooke is also making history again internationally this time because she's the first ever pansexual lead the franchise has ever seen and will have both male and female suitors vying for her roses. Go Channel 10, such groundbreakers, finally, double tick. Now I should also add in just a little disclaimer again that Angie Kent, former Bachelorette, did come out as pansexual after her Bachelorette stint, but she only had men vying for her roses on her series. Brooke will have both competing for her heart. This is such a huge step in the right direction for the franchise and a massive win for on-screen diversity as Brooke is both Indigenous and pansexual. Not to mention, but Brooke is clearly the most eligible person for the role. She's an amazing person, an incredible role model. She's also a youth worker and mental health advocate. And seriously, like, what boxes does she not tick? Those crack-smoking producers must have, I don't know, spent the summer in rehab and finally came to their senses because they have made such a good decision here. Praise be, well done Channel 10. And you guys know that I do not say that often, but I've got to give credit where credit is due. Now, can the old contestants please unblock me? Pretty please. Now, apologies in advance if this tea is stale by today, but it was hard to predict what would be leaked in the media and the press rounds after it was announced. I mean, I am a little bit psychic, but not that psychic. Now for my own fresh tea, straight from the kettle that none of you would have heard. The insider who dished this juicy, juicy hot tea to me told So Dramatic that in a world first, they are having a mix of men and women suitors. It opens up new doors for the franchise. Brooke ticks all the boxes and is a turning point for the show because they are giving their viewers what they want, finally. The network could not ignore the pleas of viewers for another season after the horrible whitewash season they had with Ellie and Becky Miles. True dat. They added, the franchise would have died if they didn't make this move. So whilst Brooke is a great choice, they probably did it for their own selfish reasons. I agree. But we're not complaining. The source also added that Brooke wasn't actually their first choice or only choice for the role. They said, she wasn't the first choice, but she was the right choice. She was originally not even an option as she was in a relationship last year when they started casting for the role, so they thought that she was off the table. They decided that they were going to have a woman of colour and were seriously considering Renee Barrett, Paulini, and a number of other fresh faces. They were also considering everyone's favourite runner-up, Abby Chatfield, for the bisexual angle of having a mixed-gendered cast, which still ticks the diversity box, but they opted for the racial diversity card, and with Brooke, they get the best of both worlds. The network was super keen on Paulini and even gave her a test run on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, but her schedule was too busy as she's doing a number of musicals this year and couldn't make it work. They were also looking at Renee Barrett and were having talks with her in December, but she actually got the boot when Brooke was back on the market again. Poor Renee. Another person who was also in talks for the role was Brittany Weldon. Lit Brit. Litany. She was also being considered as a serious contender for the role, and our very own Litany, I must say, would have been chaotic gold. Now, as revealed by So Dramatic in December last year, Renee was in the final stages of contract negotiations. So yes, this is true. It wasn't fake news. The reason I never said that it was officially confirmed was because they hadn't actually made a final decision at that time. Now, another juicy little tidbit about Renee. So Dramatic can confirm that Renee was super upset when she was basically led on by Channel 10 for a number of months and pretty much promised the role, only to be dumped for Brooke. However, it is not all love lost for Renee. So Dramatic can reveal that Renee is already off the market and she already has a new boyfriend. She is dating a guy from Darwin named Jake Shaw and they have already gone Instagram official. I will share the photos Jake posted with Renee on Instagram at SoDramaticPodcast_ for you guys to take a look. So congrats to Renee. I am so happy that she's finally found someone to make her happy because she definitely deserves it after dealing with our CEO super spreader, Kieran, and his fuckboy antics last season of Bachelor in Paradise. Now let's chat about Brooke's timeline. So Dramatic revealed earlier this year that Brooke was actually dating. Well, first of all, she was spotted cozying up to Bachelor in Paradise clean skin Gil. Alicia Atkin Radburn posted a photo of them looking very cozy and she wrote 2021 delivers. And the photo is of Brooke with Gil kissing her. Then Brooke was also spotted by So Dramatic spies in Geelong with AFL player Jed Booz. The spy wrote, I actually spent like 40 minutes talking to them. They are kind of seeing each other. And she also said that she was kind of seeing G Flip too. The second spy said, spotted Brooke Blurden at GMGBA Stadium in Geelong with Jed Booz. They were cozying up in the stands and looked very loved up. And then the third spy said, spotted Brooke and G Flip. They were all over each other making out at a bar in Melbourne. So it seems like Brooke was pretty hot property in the lead up to her Bachelorette announcement. So I had honestly ruled Brooke out for the role because I actually thought that her and Jed were pretty serious. I was told that they were actually dating and they were official couple, but Brooke had actually refused to publicly confirm that the romances were anything serious. And I guess now we can see why. The source tells So Dramatic, that's why Brooke was never keen to fully commit to G Flip or Jed Buse, who she was recently dating, publicly at least. Because she was finalizing the Bachelorette plans and she didn't want them to rule her out or get into anything too serious when she would have had to end it for the show. Look, at least Brooke was smart about it and didn't chuck a Bryce by continuing a relationship during filming and keeping a secret partner hidden on the outside. Now, I also have some fresh tea about the suitors who will be vying for Brooke's heart. Producers have been busy little bees casting for a bunch of eligible bachelors and bachelorettes. One So Dramatic listener got in touch with me a couple of weeks ago and they said, oh my God, Warner Brothers are now cold calling physio offices asking for contestants. All of their applicants so far must be shithouse, lol. Then they attached an email from the front desk of their work office. And this is what it said. Front desk, just had the weirdest call. Warner Brothers casting just called wondering if any of our single physios might be interested in applying for the Bachelorette. They're sending an email over with details. If anyone is interested, please let me know and I'll send it over. God, that front desk receptionist really needs a pay rise. They're onto it, working hard. Now, with Brooke's love of sport, looking for a physio makes perfect sense, obviously. Let's just hope they find her someone more interesting than Fraser Neat and someone who doesn't have a secret girlfriend minding his dog on the outside, like Fraser Neat. And someone who has, what's that thing again? Oh yeah, a personality. I've also got intel on how the new season will work logistically. Obviously, having both men and women suitors are going to throw a few spanners into the works. My source explained, I don't know how they will deal with it. I do think it's going to be full-on segregated, more than they did on Bachelor in Paradise. They will probably have two separate houses and two different house assistant producers. However, that may defeat the purpose of having a pansexual lead who wants to advocate for gender fluidity, because separating the contestants into different genders would seem like a step in the wrong direction. But if they don't do that, it may end up like a season of Bachelor in Paradise, and there's a good chance there will be hookups occurring among the contestants. Now, just one more thing to add in. They recently announced that they are filming the show in a new mansion this year. They moved from the Oxford Falls mansion to a $6.3 million French chateau in Sydney's west. So maybe that was to cater for the fact that they're going to need more space. Now, another little interesting tidbit. When I interviewed Megan Marks earlier this year, we were actually chatting off mic after the interview, and she actually told me that a few years ago, she was actually approached to be the Bachelorette, and when they approached her, they actually wanted her to have men and women suitors. But it never eventuated because they couldn't actually figure out how to make it work logistically. So thank God for us, they finally got their shit together and figured out how to do it, because this next season of The Bachelorette is going to be iconic.
Warning.
Oh my God. Okay, let's focus.
That's all the tea I've got for you guys today. You know the drill, grab a bucket, grab a mop. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, rate and review. 5 stars only, of course. If you would like tea poured into your cup multiple times a day, follow me on Instagram at SoDramaticPodcast, Twitter at SoDramaticPod, and don't forget to join the infamous Facebook cult of 10,000 people now. That is at SoDramaticPodcast Community with a T-E-A on the end. Don't forget to join the Patreon for bonus SoDramatic content, and for everything else, including the merch, head to SoDramaticMedia.com. And Drama Army, as always, please keep sending in your tips and receipts. You are literally keeping the kettle boiling and I love it. Guys, I will be back in your ears on Friday morning with a very exciting interview that I know I've been promising for 2 weeks now and not delivering. But again, schedules are not lining up. So I will have that on Friday, I promise. Thank you for being patient. Goodbye, good riddance, and good luck. Ciao for now. Kind regards.
Oh my God.
So Dramatic with Megan Pistetto.